That hurt. Ow.
Hello?
Hey, is Howard in today?
No, he's not. May I take a message? I'm his wife.
Yeah, of course. My name's Pete. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. I was trying to circle back here with Howard on some financing you guys did with Stearns Bank, but maybe you can help me out.
And what bank?
Stearns Bank. That's you guys worked with them a little while back in 2014.
Never heard of them.
Okay. Probably did some kind of business loan or something with them, but regardless, you did have some good credit history with them, and we were actually able to pre-approve you for $250K for some equipment and working capital. I actually sent you something in the mail. Are you still at? Sorry, I'm pulling this up. 1371 Route 11.
U.S. Route 11.
Yeah. Okay. So did you get a chance to look at that?
I never seen anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, these things tend to, you know, grow legs and get lost. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, you know, you are pre-approved for $250K. Are you familiar with working capital, how it works? It's like a line of credit, except for it's unsecured.
Okay.
Is there anything you can do? And it's also different than a line of credit in the fact that it's based off of sales instead of credit, so you can actually get a lot more than your typical line of credit from your bank. Is there any projects you guys are working on? What kind of pools do you do? Do you commercial pools or, you know, do you just residential?
Well, it's whoever wants a pool built, or not built, but filled with water.
Yeah, gotcha.
And your name is Pete, you said?
Yeah, my name's Pete.
Okay, and your phone number?
858.
225.
2347. 2347? Yeah, I can actually shoot you one via email if that's easier for you. You can take a look because I think the other one just got lost.
Email. I don't know how to do it. You can fax it to me.
Yeah, of course. I can send you a fax. It's a good number, then.
It's area code 315.
Mm-hmm.
676.
Mm-hmm.
2230.
Perfect. And what was your name again? I'm sorry.
I'm Nancy.
Nancy. Oh, you're the Nancy's Water Service. I got it.
Yep.
Awesome. How's business been for you guys? Is this your busy season, though?
Oh, we're busier than busy.
Oh, good. You guys thinking about making any, you know, updates to your equipment or the way you do things there to make anything easier?
Oh, I'd like to buy another truck.
Really? Okay.
I could be out there hauling butt, too.
Really? Because, you know, you are pre-qualified. You're qualified for equipment financing as well. You know, you wanted a hauling truck?
Well, it's just a flat truck that you put tanks on to haul the water in.
Really? Oh, yeah, you got to get the water from somewhere. How much does one of those run? I'm not really familiar with your industry too much.
What are you talking about? What?
Like, what's the cost of one of those trucks?
It all depends on where you go get them.
Yeah, well, we do cover new and used, so if you do find something, you know, you want to bring on, no matter where it comes from, if you know, we can always help you out with that.
Okay.
How long have you been thinking about bringing on a new truck for?
Well, we've had several trucks. We had a set of twin trucks one time, two of them, and they ran beautiful that year, and then the next year they just didn't want to run. So we ended up getting rid of them and gotten a different one.
Really?
So I went from two trucks down to one truck again, and I'd like to go get another truck so I can start hauling too, because I hauled water one year. My son taught me how to drive the truck better, and I taught him how to do the ropes of the road, you know, so he could get his license.
Yeah.
So.
Very interesting. So now you only have one truck, though, am I
right
correct?
Right now we do.
Perfect. Well, Nancy, you know, you could shop around. I'll shoot you some info. Like I said, I'll send you the applications. It's really easy. All we need is, you know, your the application that's one page and an equipment invoice and, you know, your last 4 months of bank statement, so we can help you get a truck or even, you know, bring on some capital, like I was saying before, to help you with a project. do you guys get paid up front for these projects, or do you deal with like some sort of delayed pay schedule?
No, when we fill the pool, they pay us sometimes in advance, or they just pay us at the end of the day.
Oh, cool, cool. So you don't really have too much cash flow issues then?
No.
All right. Well, Nancy, I'd love to try and get you this new truck so you can get back out on the road and start doing some hauls, you know, expand your business. How much more money are you going to make if you get this second truck?
Well, I'd probably double it.
You probably do double? Okay, so this is kind of important then, right?
Well, yeah, because if he's at one place, I could even help him do his pool. And then we can go to the next one, get it done faster.
Yeah, you can get it done faster. You do more jobs.
Yep.
How many pools do you do like a month, like ballpark?
It all depends on the weather.
Oh, you're right. You're right. How far upstate are you guys?
I'm in Central New York.
Central New York. I grew up in Manhattan, so I was like wondering. Yeah, down there.
No clue what's out of state. Never been out of New York once in my entire life.
Really, really. It's beautiful there, man. I love it.
Right.
How's your credit, Nancy? Is it good, bad, in the middle?
Oh, you got nothing to do with me. Oh no. This goes through my husband only. Due to that, he's the owner and operator of the businesses.
Oh, he's 100% owner.
Oh yeah.
Perfect.
Just use my name.
Yeah, oh, it's a better name for... I like Nancy's Water Service better than Howard's. Well, I mean, I don't know.
It sticks out like a sore thumb, and who's going to remember a man's name over a woman's name?
No, not me.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. What are you going to do if you don't get this truck? Are you looking to do that this month or, you know, pretty soon, right? It's your busy season. You want to capitalize on that, right?
I'd like to get it as soon as I can, but if I can't, then I have to wait.
I mean, we do typically fund, and we approve you in about, you know, 24 hours, and we can fund you in about another 48 hours, you know. It's not really out of the scope of possibility if you find a truck to be driving it off the lot by next week, Nancy.
Wow.
Yeah, no, we're really fast here, and like I said, we deal with mostly small businesses here, so, you know, that's a problem with your big bank because they take too long. But I know you only have a couple months to where, you know, you're really going to be, you know, doing a bulk of your work here. So how about I shoot over a fax to you real quick? It's going to have the equipment application on there and have Howard fill it out and send it back over fax or email, whatever's easier. It sounds like fax is going to be. But, yeah, we can get started on this. I'd love to help you out.
Okay.
All right. Look for that fax. It should be there in about 10 minutes. All right?
All righty.
Take it. When's a good time I can circle back? Maybe when's Howard going to be back in, too? We'll talk to both of you. Maybe sometime next week.
He won't be back until about 7:30 tonight.
Oh, we'll try and shoot for, how's Monday for you? You can get a chance to go over with them over the weekend, talk about it, maybe look for a truck.
All righty.
All right, sounds good, Nancy. Take care. I'll circle back on Monday with you, all right?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.